Hello and welcome to another episode of the Women in STEM Plus podcast. My name is Kiki and I will be your host for today. Today we are lucky enough to be joined by Suhavi Kaur, a Women in STEM Plus ambassador. Hi Suhavi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Kiki. Thank you for asking. I'm very excited to be interviewed for this podcast. How are you?
That's great. I'm good too. I'm really excited to interview you too, so we can go ahead and get started. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I am currently a 10th grader at OHS, and I'm an ambassador for the Women in STEM, like you said, and I am also an ambassador for the Girls Can Code Club at OHS. And outside of school, I'm an ambassador for The Future is Nova, which is basically an organization that is set on providing young female identifying and non-binary students safe places to become innovators. And lastly, I'm an instructor for Hello Languages, which is a nonprofit that my friend recently started. So that's fun.
That's so cool. Girls Can Code is such a cool organization. And I recently heard about Hello Languages. So that's really interesting. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your interest in STEM?
Yeah, sure. So I'm mainly interested in like the engineering and the coding category of STEM. And all of my extracurriculars that are done in and outside of OHS have helped me with that a lot, like the Girls Can Code Club and the Women in STEM Club.
That's super cool. As a Girls Can Code ambassador, what exactly do you do?
So the Girls Can Code Club ambassadors, we hold workshops for each of the members, and we focus on a different coding language for each of our workshops, and we run like a sample program sort of, and we teach a basic program or how to write a basic program in our designated coding language. So it's really fun.
That sounds like really interesting and something that I should join because I don't really
know. You should.
Yeah. How many languages do you know? You know, like a few, right?
Yeah. So I know a little bit of a lot. So I did 1 year of Pascal, 1 year of Python. I'm doing Java this year at OHS, and then 1 year of C++. And I think that's it. Yeah.
That's so cool. I know like no C++, but I'm taking it this year. And then I'm also learning Java for robotics, but yeah, I don't know very much yet either, but it's really interesting so far. And then what are your future plans for STEM?
I'm not entirely sure like specifically what I want to do, but in the future, it's somewhere along the lines of majoring somewhere in computer science. And then I also want to go on and work in cybersecurity when I'm older, because I find cybersecurity really interesting.
That's really cool. I was talking to Kensa, who we interviewed like 2 weeks ago, I think, and she actually does a lot of cybersecurity competitions. So maybe you guys could like talk because you have similar interests. And then how has WISTEM Plus helped you on this mission?
Women in STEM Club has honestly been amazing. It's been amazing to be a part of. The donation drives have been really amazing and such a fun little project to work on. And I think the most beneficial part of being a part of the Women in STEM is the talks that we have with other women in STEM. It's just, it's helped a lot to like hear their stories and what they go through as a woman in STEM, and also their advice for us as like we are going into STEM too. And it's just really interesting to hear all of their little stories.
Yeah, I love the talks. It's really helpful because like you never really know what a STEM field is actually like. So hearing like a firsthand like account from someone who's actually like been through it or is still in that field is really helpful. And it also like shows you a lot of fields that you never really considered pursuing. And then you kind of like, you're like, oh, that sounds interesting too. Maybe I'll like start researching that. So that's really, really cool. And then I know you code a lot, as we talked about a second ago. So like in your free time, what do you normally like to code? Like, do you just like code for fun, or do you have like projects that you work on?
I don't really code outside of classes that much just because I don't have that much free time. But within the classes, I'd say my favorite coding languages are probably Java and Python. And and I'm actually taking AP CompSci this year where I'm learning Java. So that's really fun too. And the projects have been super fun.
That's really cool. Are there any like specific projects that you've done in your classes so far that you found really interesting?
There was one, let's see, I'm blanking on the name, but it was about coding an algorithm, like a very popular mathematical algorithm. And we had to code it and basically take, sorry, this probably sounds boring to you, but we had to take numbers in from the user, and then we had to apply the algorithm to them. And it was honestly really fun to code, and it taught me about like a new mathematical algorithm. So that was cool too.
That's really cool. Like I find it really interesting when you like code something and it's like a little calculator and then it actually like outputs an actual number. And then I'm like, wow, I just made a calculator. And so that's really fun. And then how did you become interested in coding?
In my elementary and middle school, we actually had required computer classes each year, and we would go like further into the languages. And that's actually where I learned a little bit of Pascal, because that was the main coding language that we did in middle school. And then we also did 1 year of Python. So that's where I learned that too. And I think after taking those coding classes, that was what sort of sparked my interest in computer science and specifically coding. And then after I took those, I started doing summer camps in coding. So that's where I learned a little bit of Java and also a little bit more of Python. And then after that, I started doing classes at OHS in coding. And then I just researched more and more about cybersecurity and computer science. And I honestly fell in love with it. And I knew that this is what I want to do when I'm older.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've heard like really interesting things about cybersecurity. So what about it like really interests you? Like what parts of it make you most excited and make you want to pursue it?
I think it's just the idea of it that's really interesting. Like I don't really know how to describe it, but my dad's also in cybersecurity. So that's sort of actually what got me interested into like researching more about it. And he works for a cybersecurity program. So he put me through this, he like led me to the cybersecurity sort of training program that they had at his work. And it was really interesting. I took a class about it and I got like a certificate and everything. And it was really fun and really interesting to do. So I think that's what also sparked my interest and my love for it.
Yeah, that's really cool that you actually were able to have someone who like knows a lot about cybersecurity,
yeah,
like, teach you the basics and like kind of show you what it's like. Cause I feel like that's like a really accurate representation when you have someone who's actually in that field, like show you what you do and like walk you through like a day of what their job is normally. And then knowing so many languages, what do you do to kind of like prevent them from getting confused? Because I know like it can be confusing with you when you know so many different languages, like confusing the syntaxes. So how do you like make sure that you know which one to use, I guess?
Yeah, honestly, the coding languages are very similar in like the logics of them. It's just the logics of them are very similar because you're taking something in from the user, you're printing it out. It's all the same thing. It's just different keywords that you're using. And honestly, differentiating them, I don't have any advice for that because I do get mixed up sometimes myself. Like for example, Pascal and Java have a couple of similar keywords when it comes to like printing something out or like accepting something from the user. So I actually, my very first couple of days taking the AP CompSci class and like doing Java, I got pretty confused, I'm not gonna lie. And I almost confused like the keywords from Pascal and from Java. And it took me a while to get out of that habit.
Yeah, I totally get that. Like with the like outputting statements, there's like, I only know like a little bit of C++ and Java. So I was asking more because you're like an experienced coder. And so like with like the output statements, like C out and S out, I kept like changing them and then I couldn't remember which one was which. So like it can be really confusing. So it was really interesting to hear that that's like something you just have to keep working on.
Yeah.
And then do you want to talk a little bit about the impact that you've seen from the women in STEM+ community?
Yeah, the community here has honestly been amazing. And going back to the donation drives too, those have been such a really nice product to work on with you guys. And like the GoFundMes and the different donation drives, for example, I think Laura's House, it was called. Those were honestly amazing. It was really fun to be a part of. And it was really fun to know like that that's going to help a lot of other people. And yeah, I really hope we can do more donations like that in the future, because I think that was a really big impact that the women in STEM community made on others. And it was, again, amazing to be a part of.
Yeah, we love having you be a part of it. It's super cool to like see people from like across the country all helping for the same goal, and like seeing how you can help like younger kids especially, because then they can like kind of like you can help grow their interest in STEM at a young age so they stay interested. And so we love having you as part of the team. Switching gears a little bit, you said you were an instructor at Hello Languages. So what exactly do you do there? Is it like you teach kids different languages, or you help plan curriculums or something like that?
Yeah, so as an instructor at Hello Languages, we haven't really started any of our classes up yet, but basically what the plan is for, or like the mission statement sort of, it's to teach kids from other countries or from other languages, basically teach them English and sort of how like we learn stuff here in America, and sort of get them familiar with like the language and I guess the slang terms that we use. And so we're planning on doing different classes in different subjects like science, humanities, maybe even computer science. And basically just teaching them how exactly you learn things in America, and just how like, I guess, different it is learning things in English versus learning things in their language. And right now we're focused mainly on Japanese kids, because that's just the pool that my friend has her students from right now. But hopefully we're planning on like expanding later on once we get more and more kids in, once we have like a set curriculum and a bunch more instructors. We're hoping on getting more kids from all over the world. And yeah.
That's super cool. I think it's like really important to like have someone help you out with English, because it's such a strange language, and that like it has like really specific grammar rules. So it's really hard to learn that. And so I think having someone who speaks English teach you that is super helpful. And then it's virtual, I'm assuming, because it's all over the world. So do you meet like via Zoom, or do you have a specific platform that you use?
We're planning on meeting through Zoom, and obviously like the kids that we're planning to teach so far in this current stage is they're going to be around like third graders and just very young kids. So we're also planning on having a technician on hand to help them, like if they're struggling or if they don't know how to work certain things on Zoom, because it is kind of confusing, especially at that age. So we're planning on having someone to help them through that, and then also like a workshop session to introduce them to everything that you need in Zoom.
Yeah, I think the workshop sounds specifically really cool, because if you have like other kids who also don't know English, it's really like fun to like work with them and like kind of learn together as a group, because it's kind of like a classroom feeling, like everyone's working together to kind of reach the same goal. And then switching gears again, kind of back to where we were before, do you have any advice for young women pursuing STEM careers?
Honestly, I would say just like find your passion, find what you love. For me, it's computer science and coding and cybersecurity, but for you, it could be anything in STEM or anything in general, but find what you love. And I think just keep pursuing it no matter the obstacles that are in your way, because if you truly love what you do, then you're gonna find a way like around those obstacles, and you're gonna find a way to, again, do what you love. And so, yeah, just keep pursuing what you love, and then just don't stop.
Yes, I love that advice. I think that's the best advice. Do you have any advice for kind of finding like what part of STEM you like the most, like which field? Just do you like recommend keep trying different fields until you find what's right for you? Or do you have any specific advice about that?
Yeah, I think keep your options open, because you might be very set on one thing, but then, for example, you go to the Women in STEM talks and you hear someone else talk about something and you think, oh, that's really interesting. I kind of want to go into this now. So keep your options open. Don't be limited to one. And also know that you can do multiple. Like, you're not limited to just coding or just science. Like, you can do like a lot of things within STEM.
Yeah, that's like really good advice, specifically the part about like you can combine multiple of them. I think we were talking to Zoe Hummel, who we interviewed like 3 weeks ago, I think. And she was like, I want to combine like psychology, but also sports. So I'm trying to find a way to like come up with that. So you can definitely like mix the fields that you're interested in, come up with like the perfect job for you, I guess. Yeah. So that's super interesting. And then what would you like to see from Women in STEM Plus in the future?
I think the talks and the donations have all been amazing. And if anything, I would like to see more talks from women specifically in computer science, if that's a possibility, because I think that would be really interesting for a lot of people to attend. And it would also bring more people in the club and outside of the club, sort of bring them or introduce them more to computer science. So I think that would be really interesting. But overall, the Women in STEM Club has been an amazing opportunity to be a part of. And I am so grateful to all of you for giving me such an amazing community to be a part of. And I'm so grateful for it. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being a part of it. And yes, I'd also love to have some speakers in the computer science community. So we'll definitely look into that, because I kind of like, it's really interesting. And I don't really know exactly like what a computer scientist does in like their day, like what jobs they actually do. So I think that'd be super interesting to look at. And we love having you as part of the team. It's like, you're an amazing ambassador and it's so much fun working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Suhavi. Do you have any like last words of wisdom for young women pursuing STEM careers?
I just want to say again, like, don't limit yourself to only one option. You can do so much more than just one, and keep an open mind. You can find everything that you love, like just by looking in your everyday life. So yeah, thank you so much for having me, Kiki.
Thank you so much. And for all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for more episodes of the Women in STEM Plus podcast, which are released monthly. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you.